Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How to Keep Kids and Pets Safe from 5 Hidden Pest Control Dangers. You know what keeps me up at night? Not the rats in your walls. It's knowing that thousands of pets and kids accidentally get into pest control products every year. But here's the good news. With a few smart moves, you can kick out those unwanted critters while keeping your two-legged and four-legged family members safe. Let's talk placement first, because this is where most folks mess up. Think of pest control like your fancy jewelry. You wouldn't leave that lying around, right? Always use sealed, tamper-proof bait stations. I tell my clients to imagine their most determined toddler or craftiest pet trying to get in. If there's even a slight chance, it needs to be higher or more secure. 4 feet up is your magic number, folks. And remember, under the sink is not a hiding spot. It's basically an invitation for curious kids. Now, storage. This is crucial. Keep all your pest control products in their original containers. That fancy glass jar collection you've got? Not for this stuff. I've seen people store rodent bait in old candy jars. Talk about a recipe for disaster. Get yourself a dedicated, ventilated cabinet with a solid lock. And here's a pro tip. Stick those emergency numbers, vet and poison control, right on the cabinet door. When you need them fast. Speaking of communication, let's talk warning signs. You know how I mark my coffee mug at the office so Bob doesn't accidentally use it again? Same principle, but way more important. Clear warning labels around treated areas are non-negotiable. Get the whole family involved. Even little ones should know which areas are no-go zones. I like using bright tape or barriers. Make it obvious. Quick story. Last month, one of my regulars called in a panic. Their golden retriever had managed to nose open a poorly secured bait station. Because they had their vet's number handy and knew exactly what product was used, that pup is still chasing tennis balls today. They've since switched to our elevated placement system, and everyone's sleeping easier. Here's your homework, Pittsburgh. Today, right after this podcast, do a quick safety audit. Move those products to locked storage, put up some warning signs, and get those emergency numbers in your phone. Trust me, as someone who's seen it all in pest control, these 3 steps could save you from a scary situation. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.